Welcome back to The Green. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. This month's special election in the state Senate's 10th district is not the only upcoming special election locally. Some Kent County voters head to the polls next month to fill a vacant levy court seat. Two candidates are vying to replace Democrat Brad Eby in the 2nd district. Eby is stepping down to take a job with the state. The special election to fill his seat is set for March 21st. Delaware Public Media's James Morrison recently sat down with both of the candidates for that seat to discuss the race and the issues they're focused on. First up, his conversation with Democratic candidate Andrea Kreiner, who served as a policy advisor to former Governor Ruth Ann Minner and currently owns and operates a sustainability consulting firm in Dover.
If you would just tell people a little bit about you, your background, where you're coming from, people that may not know you already.
Sure. I moved to Dover back in the 1980s. I've actually lived in the 2nd Levy Court District for 23 years. My background is in public service. I worked for DENREC for 12 years and then at the governor's office under Governor Minner as her policy advisor on land use, environment, energy, agriculture, and transportation before starting my own consulting business.
You do have a background in sustainability, agriculture, environment. Mm-hmm. Here in Kent County, I know land management, I guess anywhere in Delaware, ends up being an issue. How are you going to try to focus on this balance between building up the cities and then having to expand and build outside of the cities?
Well, from my background and my beliefs is that having a strong downtown core is central to having a strong and vibrant community. So building up our downtowns is essential to making the county strong and to making us attractive as a place to bring in both new businesses and new residents. But as we grow and as we expand, we need to work on infill to make sure that we are filling in around these central cores so that people have access to the services they need, and also to make sure that as we do grow, that we don't just grow houses, that we need to grow communities and to have places where people can go to shop, where they can go to recreate, parks that they can bring their kids to. All of that is important, and that mix, having the accessibility of people to get to these services, is what will make Kent County even stronger.
I see, and I've seen that that's how cities, counties are building now, so it's, you don't just have a bunch of houses that are 10 miles away from any kinds of services. You're building the houses, the services, and the parks with the new communities. So you're saying build the communities, not just houses.
Absolutely, absolutely. Having strong, healthy communities is one of my key issues.
I know that you've said that improving the environment can help improve business. I know a lot of people will say that, you know, the environment, business sometimes are competing issues. I'm just wondering, how can, you know, helping the environment, taking care of the environment, help business?
Number one, I am a small business owner, but my background is actually in economics. And I spent about 10 years working with businesses on reducing their waste and their pollution while saving money. Because basically, if you think about it, everything that you put out the back door, you've had to pay for coming in the front door. So if you use that efficiently, you're going to both save money and reduce waste. As an example, I worked with a company here in Dover back in the 1990s. We ended up reducing their air pollution emissions in half and saving them $70,000 a year at zero investment.
Looking forward to, I know that here in Delaware right now, state lawmakers are trying to deal with a budget deficit, $375 million, I think. And so there may be this issue of the counties, the cities, local governments having to pick up more costs and maybe this issue of having to raise taxes or cut services. How will you try to strike that balance moving forward, working with other members of Levy Court as well, if you may be faced with these tough decisions of having to possibly cut services?
Well, one thing we don't want to do is cut services. We need to work with the state to make sure that what costs are sent to the county, if any, are reasonable and they make sense for the county to be paying. There are costs that make sense to be borne at the state level and costs that make sense to be borne at the county level, and we need to make sure that Kent County's residents are not unduly burdened by the state's budget deficit.
Another issue, too, is your opponent. He's a former police officer. How would you address these voters that maybe really focused on crime and worried about things like drugs, shootings, robberies, say that they would prefer to maybe have someone with a police background in this position?
Well, actually, Kent County Levy Court, our role in public safety is to handle the 911 call centers and the paramedics. We do not have a county police force. That issue actually is best handled at both the city and the state levels, but we need, as county commissioners, to work with the state and the city to make sure we have effective programs to reduce crime.
I see. So it would be at the county level just making sure that the city, that they have all of the resources they need to deal with this.
Correct. It would be supporting the city in their efforts.
Also, too, your opponent, he is currently a council member for the city of Dover, holding elected office. And you have a lot of experience in government, but also it's my understanding that this would be your first elected position, too. How would you bring your experience in government to this position?
Through my years in government and with my consulting business, I've developed strong relationships at all levels of government, both at various different state agencies, in the state legislature, with county and local governments across the state. So I will bring those relationships and the ability of knowing how to work through the systems to bear to help my constituents.
I see. And then also an issue, too, is that when you look at Kent County Levy Court, it's been kind of an all-male game for a while. And I know with Hillary Clinton running for president, there was this debate of whether, you know, being a woman actually matters or not. Do you think that it matters to be able to have a female perspective on Kent County Levy Court?
I think the more diverse the perspectives are on Levy Court, the better, whether it's female or other minorities. I think bringing that to bear, bringing a woman onto court would be the first step in diversifying the court. Half of the county is women, and right now there are no women on Levy Court. I'm not running as a woman. I'm running on my qualifications to serve as a commissioner. The fact that I'm a woman and bring another perspective, I think, is an added benefit.
What are some of the issues that you want to be able to tackle that you're passionate about if you do assume this role on Levy Court?
The most important issue to me is that our young people have good quality jobs for whether when they get out of either high school or Del Tech or university. I mean, we have young adults in their 20s and 30s who are needing to leave the county because they don't have good jobs to support their new families. And we need to focus our economic development efforts to bringing in jobs like IT jobs, and other solid manufacturing jobs, maybe it's technical manufacturing, and to have the training for our students that will make them able to fill those jobs and use that as a way to bring in more companies.
I see. So you'd like to see people maybe going to high school, college, and then being able to find a career right here in Kent County and not having to leave to fill these roles, maybe you have to go start a family somewhere else because that's where the jobs are?
Absolutely. I mean, we don't want to, as you can say, age out our county by having our young people leave either out of high school to go in search of a job or, you know, go away to college and not come back.
Okay. And is there any other issue, too, besides the trying to keep people here in Kent County focused on jobs here as well? That you see also facing the county that you would like to deal with or may have to confront?
In line with creating the jobs is supporting our small businesses and farms because small businesses are the main job creator. They are going to be the key to growth in the county. Our farms, the success of our farms is key to our rural culture that people love so much about Kent County.
Andrea Kreiner, thanks so much for speaking with me.
Thank you.
That was Delaware Public Media's James Morrison speaking with Andrea Kreiner. She's the Democratic candidate running in the special election for Kent County Levy Court's 2nd District. Stay with us. We have our interview with the Republican candidate in that race, James Hosfeldt. That's next on The Green here on Delaware Public Media.